Liverpool, City of Football, a City Talk campaign.
Let's get a take on our campaign now from the former FA Chief Executive, Mark Palios, who joins us on the line now. Very good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, Mick.
Tell us first and foremost, Mark, what do you make of the idea of City of Football, the idea that one city can take the lead on grassroots football and help shape the future of that nationally?
Yeah, well, I think it's a response by Sport England, because it's quite difficult for them to get what they want, which is increased participation in sport. And football being a national game, they're quite disappointed to see it drop in the way that it has. And their difficulty is, of course, they have to invest their money through all the sort of the sports governing bodies, the Judo Association, the Football Association, and so forth. And so they're one step removed. So I think it's quite a smart idea to actually then get some real focus and to start with cities whereby you can get, you know, the scale that you want and you can get the partners that you want to come in. So for them, I think it's a relatively smart idea. And for Liverpool, as I say, it's an opportunity for them because of the fact that it is part of the fabric of the place.
We're saying, let's make it Liverpool. If there's going to be one city which gets the £1.6 million, there's no better city than Liverpool. It's an area you're from, but you've also worked at the very top of the national game. Would you back the campaign, Mark?
Certainly. I mean, I've actually no doubts about it, because I know what is needed in terms of making something happen on the ground. And it isn't just about elite sport. It's about the grassroots. And, you know, Liverpool has a rich heritage in football. It's part of the, it runs through the veins in the place. And that's important because, you know, you need people to put up the posts, to collect the nets, to ring up, organise the leagues, to actually take the kids to the games, etc. So you need more than just the infrastructure in terms of the facilities, which is a problem at the moment. But you need the people to do it. And, you know, if you need the parents to be behind it and support it if anything's going to be sustainable. And I think that's a massive advantage that Liverpool has, because certainly when I was at the FA, we used to talk in terms of the value of volunteer effort was about £500 million to the game in the country. All these people who were put, you know, the nets aren't put up by themselves. You know, the organisation for the Thursday nights, etc., somebody rings around and sorts that out. And I think that's present from my experience of Liverpool as a city, and from going around other places. I just don't think it's as big a feature in other parts of the UK where I've lived and worked.
And how crucial is that, do you think, to a campaign like this, when we present to Sport England as a city and say, look what we're capable of achieving as a city? We heard there from Liam Corcoran. We heard also yesterday from Phil Rooney, who's head of Edge Hill Junior League, and he helped coach Ross Barkley in his early career. How important is it that we focus on not just the fact that these players might become England internationals in the future, but we focus on, you know what, look at the social benefits. You know, we had Graham Sharp on the show on Monday, and he was saying, you know, it's not just about creating athletes. It's actually about creating social opportunities. It's about getting people together in sort of safe, competitive environments to keep them healthy, to keep them fit.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I think it's well accepted in most circles that sport is a fantastic medium for doing all those things, for social inclusion, for discipline, teaching kids discipline. You know, you get something back if you put something in, sort of thing. All of that stuff, I think, is taken as read around the place. And there are lots of studies that will show that actually, when you get inner city schools participating in greater sport, you will actually see that the academic results improve as well. I know that from rugby, you know, the inner schools initiative that they have has actually started to show evidence of that as well. So I think that's accepted, and that's why it's massively important for the city. I think also, you know, there's a bit of a heritage within the city of football being used in that way. I remember the last time I played on Merseyside, I played at Goodison, I think it's for Radio City, against Brookside, and there was an unemployed league in the 80s, and this was in between the just before the final of that thing. So it does actually contribute greatly to what goes on in the city, and that's why the council's recognised that as well. It's also why the small and medium-sized employers understand that, and the large employers understand that. You know, Monday mornings you go in, what do you talk about? You talk about football usually. And that's Merseyside.
And that can be used, though, can't it? Because actually, when you look at sort of the funding that will be required, yeah, it's £1.6 million from Sport England. But then there's an opportunity then to invest, isn't it, for those companies to come on board and say, well, you know what, that's something which we support because we see the value with our employees. We see the value within their families as well.
Exactly right. And so, you know, Sport England will be looking for support from partners, as they call them. But what they're looking for is for employers to not only provide potentially some cash, but actually facilities for, you know, because there are sports facilities that are still around certain organisations. You've got schools that are, again, I went to a rugby playing school, but they couldn't stop us playing football in the playground, even though they confiscated all the balls, and we finally ended up playing with tennis balls. So, you know, the schools have it infused in them in this place. And I think that's one of the major plus points about Merseyside as opposed to other cities. It is so much a part of the fabric of the city and all parts of the city that you will be able to find benefits for all the partners who get involved. I have no doubt about that, but then I lived here. And I think that's the one major advantage that you have in the city of Liverpool compared to other cities.
And nationally, and maybe other cities around the country, Mark, I mean, what is it that they don't have? You mentioned there that the fact that it's sort of in the fabric within the culture of Merseyside and the city of Liverpool. Are other cities, do they not care as much? Do their passions lie elsewhere? What is it for you? What's been your experience of it?
Well, you know, I've been around the south quite a bit. I've been to other northern cities as well. And you know, don't get me wrong, there is a passion for football, and that's why it's a national game in all of these places. But it's just not as all-consuming as it was at Merseyside. And I don't know whether it's changed since my days when I was there in the sort of the 60s, 70s and 80s. I suspect not from, you know, when I go back. The days of the Zingari League, etc. But if you go to, you know, cricket's a bigger sport down in the south. You know, there are lots of other distractions in the city. In the city of London, for example, you don't have, you know, the real communities that you have in as tight knit as in the city of Liverpool. So, I think if you look at Sport England, what they're saying, they don't want it to be too large a place that you can't see the impact. And so I think that Liverpool is the right size. Liverpool has this, I would say it's unique in terms of the way it is part of the city. And that's a difficult thing to demonstrate, except that over the years when you look back, yes, you know, one of the demonstrations of that is they do produce so many good in England international players, you know, so something must be going right down there. And generally, that's a reflection of how vibrant the grassroots are in the place. Also, there's another point. When you're looking at this from a Sport England perspective, they actually want to see all forms of the game embraced. And so it's five-a-side, it's a small-sided game in particular. They want to see women's football grow. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that we had some of the first and most successful women's teams which started on Merseyside again. So you can see it hits all parts of society in Liverpool. And I think that's one of the things that has to come across in any presentation, so much so, because if you have that, then you have the volunteers that are absolutely the lifeblood for any sustainable set of leagues that you want to set up. There are always volunteers involved, not employees. I'm not talking about the coaches. I'm talking about the people who put up the nets. And I think that's what we have. We have that more than any other city that I've seen.
We've got the former FA chief exec Mark Palios with us. Mark, I know you listen to a lot of the stuff that we've got from the elite level with the coaches and former managers who are supporting it, some of the coaches as well who are working within those leagues as well. When we go to Sport England and we say, let's make it Liverpool, what would your advice to them be?
I think you've got to demonstrate that all the organisations that are around, you know, from the businesses, from the schools and from the council, they're the basic, and also the county FA that's there. They're the basic building blocks. But actually underneath all of that is a massive groundswell of support that comes from Merseyside. And it's a station like Radio City that I know is, again, part of the fabric of the place and will able to keep the publicity and the PR that's necessary around these things going at a certain level. And I think that, you know, people know the love of football is legendary outside of Liverpool. People know and understand that. People may actually get sick of it at times, but it's a fact of life. And for the people at Sport England, they understand the need for volunteers to support any initiatives that go. You know, because it's the parent that comes home and has to take his or her kid to his regular session. I mean, that is when you need the commitment of the parents as much as anything else. And that, I think, Liverpool has got.
Mark, it's great to have your endorsement. Thank you for coming on the show today, Mark Palios. Thank you for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.